I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lacey.
And this is United States of Murder's very own
Wacky Wednesday.
This week, I have two things.
Holy shit, I only have one.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So you go first and we'll sandwich them.
Sounds good. You might have heard about this. Crews are investigating after a body was found in a train car carrying corn that was being delivered to the Tyson plant in Hempstead County, Arkansas.
Nope.
Near Fulton.
Never heard it.
So the Hempstead County Sheriff's Office said that around 4:20 a.m., workers were unloading a train car filled with corn at the food manufacturer's plant near Fulton when at some point they spotted a human arm. So they called authorities. After opening the top of the grain car, they discovered a human body wedged in the bottom of the empty car. They worked to retrieve the body through the bottom of the car, but were unable to do so. Deputies eventually gained access through the top of the car and successfully retrieved the badly decomposed body of an adult male, and the coroner officially pronounced him dead. The body will be sent to the Arkansas State Crime Lab for identification and to determine the cause of death. No ID was found on the body. The sheriff's office says the train car left Mexico empty and was filled with corn in Missouri. Its last stop was Fulton. So likely somewhere in Missouri, something happened.
Somebody put a body in it.
Yeah, or he fell in. But, I don't know. That seems unlikely.
Somebody would have reported him missing.
Yeah, it's odd. The case remains under investigation by Hempstead County Sheriff's Office, the county coroner, and the Arkansas State Police Criminal Investigation Division. But this is ongoing. This just happened.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Found in corn.
Ugh.
I wonder what they did with the corn. Hopefully threw it away.
I mean, can you? It's
dry, hard corn, I believe.
Hard kernels.
Well,
yeah.
That's what it looked like in the
feed,
pictures.
Probably.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well.
Yeah, I'll be following that.
Yeah. If you get an update,
mm-hmm.
Make sure you put a pin in that.
Yeah, I will.
Somebody's missing somebody.
Yeah. You would think they would. And it's badly decomposed, so it's been there a while. I don't know.
Well, mine has nothing to do with corn.
Okay.
So mine is about, and you may have seen this, an Airbnb guest writes a less than glowing review of his stay at a Tennessee rental, and the superhost lashed out and attempted to extort him by emailing his wife pictures of him and another woman.
No.
Yes. In this lawsuit, Sean Mackey is suing Airbnb superhost Pamela Fowler. He's accusing her and Airbnb of invading his privacy, inflicting emotional distress on him, and causing damage to his marriage. Sir, you caused the damage
fair.
To your marriage.
I mean, to be fair, yeah.
To be
fair. He caused the damage.
So the plaintiff's marriage has suffered as a result, the lawsuit states. Adding that the incident caused Mackey extreme emotional distress, public humiliation, and mental anguish. According to the lawsuit, Mackey booked the two-night stay at Fowler's Little Bit More Country Airbnb in Memphis in July of 22 for a September stay. During the arrangement of his stay, he told Fowler that he would be in town visiting a friend and he may invite them over for dinner.
Hmm.
Very low-key, he said, please let me know if there's any concerns. That sounds like a lovely time, she replied. I would be delighted to host you all. This home, which he was renting for $567 a night, could accommodate up to 12 guests, the lawsuit says. He notes that he thought it was odd that Fowler wanted a full list of guests at the home, even if they weren't going to stay overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be weird for me, too.
Yeah. I get it if they're spending the night, but
I probably wouldn't have said anything at all.
Mm-mm.
It's none of your business.
Yeah.
I'm renting it. So she had a list of rules, including no smoking or vaping, no excessive noise, and no guests from the local area.
Wait, what?
Yeah. No parking in front of the garage doors or on the right side of the driveway, no glass, food, or drinks, or urinating in the pool, and no skinny dipping. I mean, I get no glass and food in the pool, but no local guests.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That's
very odd. So the superhost also warned that there would be a $500 fine at our sole discretion if police are called to the property for any reason, and a $250 fine plus cancellation of the stay for arriving with additional guests.
Okay, I've used Airbnb so many times. I've never seen stuff like that.
This is insane.
Never. Yeah. That's a bunch of red flags.
It's a bit extreme.
Mm-mm.
So she sends him a message. Hello, Sean. We will be able to accommodate a max of 8 guests. These are screenshots that are in the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. This is due to city's restriction on capacity of our home. I apologize. We had not discussed the guest count tripling. Each guest does have to be put on Airbnb's account for their insurance requirements. There is a cost for each guest, even if they do not spend the night. I should also remind you about the strict no parties rule. Thank you for understanding. So then 45 minutes later, she messages him again and says, hello, Sean, I am asking you to either add the extra guest now or have them leave immediately. We have also gotten complaints of disturbances, yelling, and profanities in the parking area. Our home is in a quiet neighborhood, and we need to maintain that. So I guess she was watching them.
I was about to say, yeah.
Like,
how would
she
know all that?
Or
yeah.
Maybe like a Ring camera?
They probably have a Ring.
The Ring camera is what footage that she sent to his wife. So a few moments later, she demands that Sean leave the property. I'm very sorry, but you have violated our no party rule, disturbed my neighbors by cursing and yelling in the parking lot, and having unauthorized guests. I'm asking you to leave now. I can't allow you to stay. He insists that none of these claims are true. He said he left the following morning per her request, but said there was no party, no cursing, and no uninvited guest. At the time he checked out of the property, he had broken no rules and had spoken to the host, thought all issues had been resolved, and it was simply a misunderstanding. This is what he says in his lawsuit.
Weird.
He promptly asked that his refund for the night he didn't stay, which was $502, to be sent back to him.
It's reasonable.
Of course. So Fowler, concerned that Mackie's review would jeopardize her superhost status, started harassing him. The lawsuit claims that Mackie was sent an image of him and another woman snapped from the house's doorbell, their Ring camera. Hello, Sean. I hope you are well. Sorry it took so long to get the photos you requested together to show you your stay at our home. But I had faith, was driven by integrity, so I committed to getting these posted for you and Airbnb. So this photo at 3:16 a.m. is especially notable. Should I forward these photos and videos to Teresa or will you? The text read. What a bitch!
Wow.
Airbnb deleted Mackie's review and threatened to terminate his account. Yes. They sent him a bill for $960, which reportedly included additional guests, a fine of $160, two separate fines for $250 for breaking rules against local guests, excessive noise, and a $300 for moderation of your review.
So they just immediately believed her and didn't even ask him for, my gosh.
After Mackie refused to pay the fee, she retaliated by emailing the illicit photo to his wife.
Wow.
With the subject line that said, nice bag. She says, I love your bag. Where did you get it?
Oh my gosh.
What a bitch. Mackie claims that his marriage has suffered as a result of this harassment. He also claims that Airbnb did not defend him and sided with her. Airbnb and Mackie's lawyers are not available for comment. So, insane. I hate staying at Airbnbs. I know you say you stay in them a lot.
Yeah.
I've stayed in them several times. There's too many fees. There's a cleaning fee. There's taxes for this or that.
Yeah.
And it may be $600. And then when you go to pay, it's $1,200 mm-hmm. because they've added on mm-hmm. all these other fees. It's just not worth it to me. I'd just rather stay at a hotel. Plus, I always feel like they're watching me. There's like the Airbnb we stayed in for my birthday, there were all kinds of cameras outside.
You need to watch The Rental on Netflix.
Nobody said
anything. It's reminiscent of what you just said.
Nobody said anything. There were no emails or anything mm-hmm. like that. But
this listing seemed like it was a walking red flag, though.
I've no never local seen guests.
That's weird. And all the additional charges.
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
I mean, after I watched Barbarian, I'm like, I don't know if I ever want to stay.
It usually just says no parties. That's it. Yeah. It doesn't say, and if you have a party, I'm going to charge you $250.
Like, well, it's like ours said no party mm-hmm. whenever we rented the one for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, we had a party.
Like, define but
it was,
party.
It was every guest that was staying there. We had.
To me, that's not right. a party. No. It's when you bring in a crowd, but it's a loose term when you're right. dealing with that
you
kind of thing. It's
very
I don't know.
Specific.
Yeah.
But
that's horrible.
Did you know Airbnb charges commission off of each rental? So like if you rented out this place for an Airbnb mm-hmm. to list it on their website, they charge you a percentage of what you would make. And so I looked because I was curious. Top earners for Airbnb, how much money do you think they make a month?
I don't know.
$20,000. $242,000 a year off an Airbnb.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyways, no thanks. No thanks. I'm supposed to stay in an Airbnb in April for this bachelorette party. And I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah. I mean, it does cross my mind about cameras. That's one thing I'm always like, I don't know. But now knowing that they just defended her.
Oh, blindly.
And
blindly.
Sending, yes, he cheated. That's on him if that, whatever. But the fact that she is essentially like running a business and she's doing that to clients. She's making it personal.
She, yeah.
She's crossing a lot of lines. That's none of her business.
Right.
That's just.
And how do you know if they're a local guest or not?
That is weird.
That's super weird.
Like, I need her to elaborate on that. That's just
super, super weird.
Ugh. Well, I have another story that you might like because it's weird.
Is it about Bigfoot?
Close. Have you heard about the new fossil that scientists have found?
No.
It's a freaking dragon.
Stop it. Shut up.
Yes. Scientists at the National Museums, Scotland, have discovered a 240-million-year-old Chinese dragon fossil.
Well, we knew it was going to be Scotland.
I know. Formerly known as Dinocephalophosaurus orientalis.
I feel like I got that from a guy once.
Does sound like it. So, it's an aquatic reptile that was found in Jiangsu province in southern China.
There's no way you pronounced that.
I definitely didn't. I was just going to roll with it and hope you didn't say anything. Although the 5-meter-long reptile was first identified in 2003, there has been a recent discovery of additional, more complete specimens, including one which is fully articulated. This allows the researchers to identify the fossil in its entirety for the first time. Researchers involved in the discovery hailed from around the world, including Scotland, Germany, America, and China. Those involved studied the findings for over 10 years at the Chinese Academy of Sciences Institute of Vertebrate Paleontology and Paleontropology. What? In Beijing.
Anyways, go ahead.
What the hell? Okay. I swear. Like, you should see this, how long this word is. It's like, it looks like someone just starts slapping their keyboard after paleo. The 32 separate neck vertebrae species dates back to the Triassic period, which is estimated to be around 240 million years ago. The ancient reptile has flippered limbs, indicating that it was clearly very well adapted to an oceanic lifestyle. The fossil also had exquisitely preserved fishes in its stomach region. It had an extraordinarily long neck and a snake-like appearance.
This could be Nessie.
It could be. They have a picture of it, of reconstructed, of course, to what it would probably look like. It looks like some huge, weird eel swimming in the water, kind of. But it could I'll have to post a picture.
It could be Nessie, a fucking
Maybe
dragon.
That's what Nessie is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. I'm pissed that you found this and I didn't.
I'll have to post a picture.
Now I got to go to Scotland. I'd rather go to Scotland.
Of course, that's where a dragon's found. And it's Year of the Dragon. Mind blown.
It is Year of the
all
Dragon.
Connecting.
They're having a big dragon thing at the zoo. I have to play you a commercial that our friend Jeremy sent to me.
Oh, neat. I am a dragon.
Is this the Chinese horoscope thing?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a monkey.
I low-key wanted a Year of the Dragon baby, but it's okay. He's a rabbit, I think. It's okay.
I think Max is a rat. Yeah, he is. A little rat.
It's so random,
but
anyway.
He should have been a monkey, because that's what I call him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us updated on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Save your notes.
Okay.
Do you have a wacky?
No.
I do. Buckle up.
Okay.
Wait till you hear this. So on Monday's episode, I was telling you, I was listening to this new podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called Dark Parts. They do not sponsor us. Maybe we could do a trade Z. Just found it super interesting. Dark Parts. Every episode I've listened to, which I've kind of skipped around because they've been around for a minute, I've enjoyed. So I was listening to an episode about their newest episode called Cursed Films. So it's all about film curses. And we covered an episode, I think it was Patreon, that we did one about film curses or cursed films.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, we've covered that. Yeah. I want to listen to see what they have. So Max is in his room. He's got his headphones on like ours. He's playing his game.
Mm-hmm.
I stick my head in. I'm going to take a shower, blah, blah, blah. He thumbs ups me. I go to get the shower and I have my little wireless speaker, turn on the newest episode of Dark Parts. I'm taking my everything shower,
mm-hmm.
where you shave everything but your head and you're exfoliating and you got a face mask on.
Those come less, but yes, I remember those.
When Anders gets 10, you can go back to that, because Max ignores me for the most part nowadays because he's a tiny teenager. So podcast going, face mask on, deep condition in my hair. I'm shaving my legs. I'm listening. It's talking about The Exorcist.
Yeah.
And how they had filmed part of it in Iraq. And so many people had like heat strokes from the heat, like out of 18 people that were on set. I didn't either. So after all these people that are on set, like 8 of them had to go to the hospital for heat stroke. And I mean, and then they start talking about like the woman that played the priest's mother. You know, she died this way and this person died that way. And I'm in it. I'm shampooing. I'm doing all the things. Boom. All of my lights go out in my bathroom.
Oh.
Scared the fuck out of me. I'm literally shaving my armpit, almost sliced my nipple off. Scared me. I jumped. Max has done it. Immediately, I'm like, Max. Because he likes to trick me and scare me. So I yell, Max, turn the lights back on. Nothing. And I'm like, I'm not joking when you turn the fucking lights back on. I'm about to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull the curtain back. I see Wendy. She's laying on my bed. And I can see my bed from my mirror in my bathroom. She jumps off the bed and takes off running out of my bedroom.
Were any lights on?
Yes.
Okay. I thought maybe it was a power outage.
No. So I can see my lamp on beside my bed. I'm like, what the? And then I hear Max. He is in his room and I hear him giggling and talking. He's still on his game. So he has not left. So I'm like, how did my lights go out? So now I'm scared. And meanwhile, my phone is on the counter in my bathroom and the speaker is in the shower with me. So I can't like turn it off.
Right.
So it's like, and then the demon and it keeps going and I'm in the dark and I'm like, oh my God. So I have to jump out, soaking wet, shampoo everywhere. I'm probably bleeding somewhere. Go over, flick on the light switch. All three light switches are flipped down.
Mm.
What the fuck? So I flip them all back up and out the corner of my eye, I had a hat that was that was hanging above the lights. And I guess
it was strong enough to knock the
– It's been hanging there forever. And I guess it just like slid off and slid all the way down the wall because it's one of those big hats, like a sun hat, but like the hat you have on our pictures.
Yeah.
And it slid all the way down the wall. All three light switches off.
Man.
Girl, I thought a demon got me.
That would have scared me,
scared
too.
Scared me piss.
Especially if I knew it wasn't Max or
Right,
Wendy
and then
somehow.
My dog took off running.
She's like, I'm out.
And I guess
it's demons.
I was yelling Max, and so she ran in there to check on him, which is what she does. But I thought, she saw a demon, and she's running.
Oh, my God. That's a good wacky.
Scared the hell out of me. Literally, I immediately turned. I didn't finish listening to that episode till I guess that was Monday night. Till yesterday on my drive to work, I was like, I think I'm safe.
You think you're ready now? Lights can't be turned off if you're outside.
I knew a demon got me. I knew it. I was like, this is it. This is finally happening.
Gosh. That would scare me too. Yeah, nothing wacky happened to me.
Well, that's not a bad thing necessarily. Didn't watch any movies this weekend.
I did.
I was busy.
I finally watched Oppenheimer. Which is 100 years long.
Listen, they are advertising that too much on all my streaming things. I'm like, I don't even want to watch this anymore.
So I'll start by saying it's not my kind of movie.
It looks like my type.
Dry. It's like serious. It's very, if people that are into U.S. history, it's that kind of thing. But it was well done, just a little confusing for me. So I kept going back to Wikipedia on what's happening.
Uh-huh.
It follows everything very closely. It's interesting. It's just, it's 3 hours long.
It's a long movie.
It's long. It's pretty good, but would I watch it again? No. Samuel wanted to see it. He liked it, if you like that kind of movie. But I watched a good scary movie on Netflix the other day. First of all, though, it's a Norwegian film that's dubbed in English, but they wear masks a lot, and it's kind of like, it's dark and there's a lot of action and running and stuff. So the dubbed speech isn't that big of a deal in my opinion.
Right.
It's called Cadaver. Have you seen it?
Nope, but I'm making a note.
I don't want to say anything too much about it, but it's in a post-apocalyptic type of world. And it's called Cadaver, so that kind of gives you a hint. But it's on Netflix.
I'm going to have to look at that.
I'm not going to say
Cadaver.
Anything about it. It's not like mind-blowing, but I watched it. I'm like, man, it really was making me think of, I guess, what I would do in the situations
they were in. You were a cadaver?
No. But it's it was wild. But I saw a preview today. I'm now on TV show and horror movie recommendation TikTok.
Awesome.
And a preview of a movie coming up called The Watchers. With Dakota Fanning in it.
What?
It looks so freaky.
Oh, I'm going to put this on my list too.
I don't even know when it's coming out or what. But
Watchers?
The Watchers.
The Watchers.
I don't even know.
Isn't that a show on Netflix or something like a...
Yeah.
It's not about that though.
No. I don't know what the gist of it's. It was a quick preview where you don't really know what's happening. It looks like she's out in some weird house in the middle of nowhere with... other strangers, maybe.
Ew.
And there's maybe creatures watching them, like through the glass.
Oh my God.
And she says something like, what's that noise? And the other woman in there was like, they're clapping for you. It's just weird. I'm like, are they aliens? Is it humans?
It's a dragon.
It was one of those quick previews where you're like, what the hell is any of this? But I'm watching it whenever it comes out.
Have you seen the preview? There's a new scary movie coming out where, what's her face? Droopy Sad Eyes. She's in Euphoria. She's in
Sydney Sweeney.
Mm-hmm. She is a nun and it's like a demon-y movie.
No.
I just saw the previews then. That looks pretty good.
As soon as you said Sad Eyes, I was like, Sydney Sweeney.
Sad
Eyes.
Yeah,
no, I haven't seen a preview for that.
I'm like, girl. Stop. You can't come into the horror genre. You have the rom-com down. You did Euphoria. You've done what's the show that was on HBO?
White Lotus.
Leave us alone.
Leave us alone. Well, the men love her.
They do love her. So. They love her giant eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we did an escape room this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all. It was so hard. If I had to do it by myself, I'd still be in there. Someone would have to come get me out.
I don't know that I've ever escaped an escape room.
We did escape.
That's
with
good.
Like 2 minutes and 39 seconds left.
Oof.
It was cutting it close. There were seven of us in there, which I think helped us.
Okay.
Because we were able to.
Sometimes that can hurt and sometimes
right.
that can
we
help.
We were able to run all over. There was one person, I'm not going to name any names, that was thought that they knew everything and kept throwing.
That's
I feel like kept throwing
frustrating.
Us off because it was very much like, no, it's this. And then you get in your head and you're
now
like.
Now I'm like, I wonder who that was.
Maybe they're
I don't
right.
know who was on your team.
You know what I mean?
That you're oh,
like,
yeah.
Maybe, okay, maybe they're right. Of course they're right. Because you never think you're the smartest person in the room.
Yeah, you're like, okay, well, they must, yeah.
They have to know. Well, anyways, we did escape. It is hard as fuck. It was, they said there was a 3% success rate of this room.
Holy crap.
Yes, it's their hardest one. It's at the Mystery Mansion in Little Rock if you are in this area.
I wouldn't get out.
Not a plug. Well, they're not paying us, but
are there
was
a lot
super
of combination
fun.
Type things and numbers?
There was numbers, letters, keys. You had to figure
Ugh.
Out. It was the amnesia room.
Ugh.
And it was between that and a Christmas themed room. And we were
Ew.
Like, ew.
What?
No.
When there's numbers and stuff like that involved, I hate that. That's not my jam.
And it was one of those where it's like you had to find – I don't want to give too much away, obviously, but in case you want to do it. But you had to find all these pieces and stack them, and they gave you a number because there were different marks on each one. And when you stacked them together, they gave you a code. Girl,
Ugh.
It was – so hard.
All the codes and stuff.
At a certain point in these escape rooms, I feel like you're just running in circles because you don't know where.
And who has what? There's so many
yes.
cooks in the kitchen.
Does this go first? And then once I saw this, then I get the key to go to there. It's
Ugh.
Very stressful, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a great time. So anyways, and then I went Bigfoot hunting. So
I mean, you had a fun weekend.
You already listened to that part if you're on Wednesday
that's
already.
That's good.
But so I watched nothing. But I've got old Max this weekend. So I asked him, I was like, do you want to go on an adventure this weekend? We can find something to do. You know, your mom likes a road trip. And he's like, no, I just want to stay home and play my video game. I'm like, damn it.
Oh, no.
Boring child.
Today I was like, Anders, do you want to go to Target? And he didn't respond. And I'm like,
that's
we're
a
going.
Yes.
And he was good, except he pooped almost immediately. And I'm like, this is your fifth poop of the day, my boy.
Doesn't matter.
He's just, and he smiles. When I'm like, are you stinky? That he gives me a smile every time I ask him that.
Like,
how does he know?
Because they're boys and boys are gross.
He's like, hey, 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 I just pooped. I feel great.
I feel amazing. Clean me up, woman.
Yes, exactly.
That doesn't go away.
I believe it.
It doesn't. Join us next week for more tales of wacky crimes
and criminals
to help you get through your week. Bye.
Bye.